In today's resource-constrained environment, it becomes increasingly important for law enforcement agencies to measure the impact of their programs. Assessing the costs and benefits of your volunteer program can help you and other decision-makers determine budget and resource distribution decisions. In this edition of the VIP's podcast series, we will look at volunteer program evaluation and assessment strategies that can help you strengthen your program using data-driven solutions and showcase your success. Collecting information and data to support the value of your program can be vital to its maintenance and growth. Commonly collected quantitative data may include the number of individuals volunteering, number of hours each volunteer contributes on a monthly basis, and specific service outcomes, such as how many home safety checks were conducted, how many children were fingerprinted, or how many emergency callouts volunteers responded to. The more data you can collect, the fuller the picture of program impact you will be able to present. It is a good idea to collect baseline data at the beginning of your assessment, so that you can track the growth and impact of your program over time. Examining the same type of data on an annual basis can be helpful in determining if the goals of the volunteer program are being met. Assessing your program on a regular basis can also help identify functions that may no longer require the same amount of volunteer support, and identify new agency needs that can be met with the support of volunteers. To help quantify the value of volunteer time, Independent Sector, which is a coalition of approximately 550 charities, foundations, and corporate giving programs, calculates an hourly dollar value of volunteer time each year. The current 2012 value is $22.14 per hour. This value is based on the average hourly earnings of all production and non-supervisory workers on private non-farm payrolls, as determined by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Independent Sector takes this figure and increases it by 12% to estimate for fringe benefits. It is also important to collect qualitative data that contributes to a fuller picture of the overall program. You can collect feedback, opinions, and personal stories from volunteers, as well as from the staff who work with volunteers and recipients of the volunteer service. Individual volunteer evaluations, satisfaction surveys, and exit interviews can be good practices to gather qualitative data on program strengths, weaknesses, training needs, potential new volunteer positions, and other ideas for moving forward with the program. Collecting this type of feedback from volunteers and their supervisors can help you spot any potential issues and provide an outlet for sharing meaningful success stories. Volunteer surveys and evaluations have the side benefit of strengthening your volunteer engagement by showing that your agency values their opinions and contributions. You can find sample volunteer evaluation and survey forms in the resource library on the VIP's website. Many of the strategies we have discussed can be completed very easily with no-cost tools. Simple Excel or Access programs can be used to create customized forms for recording data. There are several free online survey tools that can be used to distribute surveys and collect data. Tracking, entering, processing, and organizing this data can be a meaningful volunteer assignment. If your agency distributes a satisfaction survey to the community, consider adding a question about volunteer services. This can be a good way to assess public opinion about the program and raise awareness about your volunteer opportunities. External volunteer program assessments are another option. It can sometimes be helpful to gain an outsider's perspective on possible ways to improve program operation. University partnerships are a good way to gain assessment expertise at no cost. Marjorie Trachtman, volunteer coordinator with the Bellevue, Washington Police Department, recently partnered with the Organizational Science Graduate Studies Department at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte to complete a volunteer program assessment, or VPA. She found the project to add such value to her program that she worked with the National VIPS office to make the VPA available to other law enforcement volunteer programs around the country. For programs participating in the assessment, an assessor from one of the VPA teams will talk at length with the volunteer coordinator about the program, and then distribute an online survey to collect feedback from volunteers on their satisfaction, commitment, stress, and organizational communication. The survey results are tabulated and presented back to the volunteer coordinator for review, followed by a call with the assessor to discuss the results and recommendations. 11 volunteer programs have completed the volunteer assessment this year. The VPA will be accepting new VIPs programs to participate in the coming year. Volunteer programs must have at least 30 active volunteers to participate. If you are interested in this assessment opportunity, contact the VIP's office and we will connect you with the program contact. From simple hours tracking to in-depth external assessments, collecting both quantitative and qualitative data about your volunteer program is a great way to share your program's success and maximize your impact. By showcasing the specific contributions of your program, you can help build staff buy-in for the volunteer program and recognize your volunteers as a valued part of the agency. Having strong data about your volunteer program also can be useful in applying for funding and awards, and puts your program in a better position to be considered in local and agency resource allocation decisions. If you have questions about assessment or would like to share a successful practice, email us at info@policevolunteers.org or through the VIPs to VIPs listserv.